Wednesday night, we're learning Masechet Sanhedrin. Call it Daf Yomi, that's fine. I have no problem with that. We learned, let's see, Din Priduk Din Meya, Ki Amishpat Lelo Kimhu. Yeah. Vadobra Shayikshem Mishem, Shayikshem Mikem, Omra Bachinino, Vitamar of Yoshia, Aldobazar Nemar Moshe, Nenash Moshe, Dafchesum and Aleph. We're dashing that parsha by Yisro with the appointment of Dayanim, the judicial system. So the Pozuk says, Vadobra Shayikshem Chesum and Aleph. Towards the top, I guess. The third, of the, maybe a fourth of the way down. Vadobar sheyikshem mikem takrivu anaylai ushmatit. I'm Rabbi Chinina, v'itayim Rabbi Yoshia, al dover zeh. Instead, he didn't say takrivu l'fnei Hashem. Nenash Moshe. The Lashon was a little too, it's hard to say it, you know, you can't use the word gaiva by Moshe Rabbeinu. A little too, too direct. Sometimes the speech has to reflect, if you're an Anov, so the speech has to reflect that Anivus also. That's what he was Nenash Mustam for. Shenemar by Ibn Yislav Chad V'Yakrav Moshe's Mishpat on the Pei Hashem, that he had to have the whole story. I think we learned this. So why don't you tell me? You don't have to be ashamed to tell me. What? Oh, hey, you have to be ashamed. Oh, Shnei Daborim Udor. Tono. Right, we're going to the, right, Abraisa. Okay, so we're back focusing on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Dinimominus Bishlosha. Tana, Zimun Bishlosha. My Zimun. Ilaim Abirka Zimun, the way we would really explain Zimun, if we saw it in any context. Vatanya Zimun. Uberka Zimun Bishlosha, two different things. The Chitema Parisha Kama Farish, my Zimun, Birka Zimun, Matanya Zimun Bishlosha, Birka Zimun Bishlosha, because it says the word Shlosha in the middle. So there's something called Zimun. Ela my Zimun, Lazmune Ledin, Azmana, Kiyodi Amaroba, Hani Beitloso Dayoni Diyazve. Three Dayonim are sitting, the best in Kavua. So, and they sent the shliach to be mazman, someone to come l'din. Bozo shliach at the beidina ve'omar mipum d'chad, and he says it as if it's in the name of one dayan, lo maklum, and he's not punished for not coming. Adi omar mishmei d'kulu. Rashi. For whatever reason, but if you don't look at one dayan as representing the bezdin, which perhaps you could in a lumdish way. But it has to be explicit that he's coming in the name of all three. Hani mili below Yom Adedina. So there's a special hazmona to come. I will be Yom Adedina less lumbar, but if the days that are set, let's say Monday and Thursday, so then it's automatic that he's being muzman by the whole Bezdin. The Bezdin's in session then. So then if he's called, in any oifen that he's called, he should understand, or it's automatic, or it's an umdana, that he's being summoned by the whole Bezdin, because it's like saying the court's in session today. Rashi. Sheni v'chamishi takonas Ezra. The objection that belongs later. Tashlumei Ketho, that's the Mishnah. Tashlumei Ketho, Tashlumei Abo v'chamishi. Shalach Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, Yomdeinu Rabbeinu, Dine Knossos, so we know Knossos, Kefal Abo B'chamisha B'kamo. My can be boy away, what's the suffix? Or not, Tanam, it's the Beverish Mishnah that says B'shlosha. Ela yachid mumcha kami boyole. Da dine knossos allah. Maybe a yachid mumcha could be done dine knossos even be yachidi. The Gemara said before, Gzeilos v'chavolos needs three, min ha-toira. And odos v'alvos, it could be done even by three hajoitas. There's machlokes ha-moiroim, why? According to Rava, it needs three mumchim, but Kadesh Reitinal Delos Mifnei Lovin, they said three hajotos also. And according to Rav Achabrin Dravika, one is kosher, a hajot, because you don't need for mumchim, it's not included in the psukim. And Chachamim, one misakin, that you need three. Then the Gemara said that a mumchim of rabbim could be done, hodos talvos, even be a chidi. So now the Rishonim explain as follows, that Dine Knossos certainly needs three mumchim in the Oraisa, because it's like Zeilos v'chavolos. It's certainly included in the pasuk of our Shayashin Elohim Yishalim Shnayim L'Reyehu, that you need three mumchim. The question is, what they masakin the three hajaitas is also good. Just like they were masakin by dos valdos, it was common enough to happen that they felt they have to make the takona there also, that three hajaitas could also be done. Or maybe they were only masakin it by dos valdos, which is common in its regular commerce, and not by knossos. So there would be a suffix by three hajaitas if they're kosher, and also if yochid mumch is kosher. So it's the same suffix. In other words, if they treated it like dine momenus. Omalei, Rav Nachman bar Yaakov answered Rav Nachman bar Rav Chisda, Tashlumei kefel tnisua. Tashlumei kefel v'tashlumei abo v'chamisha b'shlosha. Mai shloisha, ilai b'shlosha ed yoitos. Omar avu adavuch mishmei derav, afilu asoro v'hein ed yotos. Sula l'dinei knossos. So that's a beferish statement by Rav. El of the Mishnah is mumchin. So you need three mumchin. So one mumchin is no good, and three hajaitas is no good. El shloisha, you need three mumchin. Rashi, dinei knossos asher shalom yoisa midinoi. Okay. We go right in. The Mishnah said that Moitzi Shemra is b'shloisha. That's Rav Meir. The Chachamim Oimrim, Moitzi Shemra is better b'shloisha because it's dina nefashos. So now we have to know there's a whole process. Moitzi Shemra is the Baal comes to Bezdin and he wants it to be dina nefashos. He accuses her of adultery during the time that she was a Pesula, a Naira, a Muhuretzes. I remember Sashi Levitcha. Then Yimazim the Eidim, the father of the girl, he brought Eidim. If he wanted to kill her, he had to bring Eidim, or the equivalent. So he Yimazim them, so that's Moitzi Shemra. That's the parasha of Moitzi Shemra. The Gemara assumes that the Mishnah is talking about that the Baal is not bringing Eidim. We're starting off the story that the Baal just wants her to lose the Ksuba. He can't give her Misa. He wants her to lose the Ksuba. So right now it's Dine Momenus. He wants her to lose the Ksuba. Lamaisa the Baal would be Nemon, even without Eidim. That's the Gemara in Ksubas, that Enodam Tereach Vesuda Mafsida. The Chazaka that he's telling the truth. So if he says he didn't find Sulim, so he doesn't get Ksuba. So Ramey is looking at the tfiyas moment of the Baal. He wants her to lose the Ksuba. If the Baal would bring Edom, of course it's Dini Nefashos. He wants her to get Misa. He obviously 23 there. But he's being Toveya. He wants her to lose the Ksuba. And then the father comes and he brings proof she was a Psula. And he wants to be Tobeya and to pay the Knas. That's how Rashi learns the Sugya. Rashi, Amoitzi Shema Lamatsashi Labitcha Basula. Ubola Sidak Subasa, Vloyla Harga. Shema may be Eidim, Shazimso Tachtov Akshov. The Anafoshos Kassel, the Ramei of Bishloisha. V'chachonim oimrim b'nei sheyesh b'idin anafoshos. So what does that mean? Kassal kadai tuch tohochi kamri. This is when we start off the Gemara.
This is all commentary.
Yeah. Kassal kadai tuch tohochi kamri. But, yeah, but it's leading up to our Gemara. Kassal kadai tuch tohochi kamri. Meshum de'ika moitzi shema d'shayich b'idin anafoshos. If we're going to maybe aid them. So that's why you always need that. The more parchin of chiyesh bedin in the first was my habi. Okay, it was obviously on the Mishnah. Chiyesh bedin Rashi. Chiyesh bedin in the first was my habi. Has to be a slav din in the first was who the leko eidim. Okay, so he's coming to be matzur on the ksuba. Really, that's a chiddush to call that Moitzi Shemer. Because Moitzi Shemer would normally be talking about, we're going with Rashi's Pshat in the Sugya. Moitzi Shemer would usually be a reference to the Baal's Tviya, to be Machayev the, I'm sorry, the Av's Tviya. To be Machayev the Baal, the Knas of 100 Shalah. That would be called Moitzi Shemer. At this point, we're talking about the Baal's Tviya. Without Eidim, so it's just to make a lose the Ksuba. Rameyah's Bishlosh is understandable. Rabbanon are like the Chiddush, that since this sometimes would be a Din in the Fasha Shaila, you need 23. The Gemara is, the Chiyesh by Din in the Fasha, may have it. So what? Amar Ula, the Chayshish in Lalaz, Kamiflegi. Rabbi Meir Sober ain't Chayshish in Lalaz. Rabbanu Sabi Chayshin Lalaz. Rashi ain't Chayshin. Kshemuk Sheyavol Lebezdin V'yetze Hakol. People will hear about the case. Yishmu Eidim V'yavol V'yoidu Shazin Totachtot. V'achshim En Abal Yudeh Bohem. The Tiboy Chav Gimel. One would think that you might need Chav Gimel now. The Shema Yovel Yudeh Din Afashos. So what's the la'az? The la'az means a coil. The coil will go out, shazinsa. Chayshin la'az that the coil will go out and Edom will come. And then
you'll be stuck with only three.
I don't know if you'll be stuck or you'll have to start looking. So Rameh will start off with 23. We already see it as potentially or possibly leading to Din and Nefashis. So Rameh will do not chayshish for that. Rabbanan Sarbi chayshishin. You start off with 23. It's the Baal's Tvi on the woman that Zitzva. There's a likelihood that it'll turn into.
Are you treating it now as a Din in Afoshos?
Yeah.
That means you start. Do you take it that
way? Not. Why? The difference is because when you're talking about how many Dayanim you need, so you're talking about the potential, the potentiality of this case. But in the actual, all the things that are Nogeya, the actual Psak, or the actual Shaklavataria, Paiskin Menatzad, and all those things, so it's Mustavra that will follow what we're Bepoyal being done on, which is Momentism, the Bepoyal. But to hear the case, it might even be Drabonon, the needing of 23 of the Drabonon, because it might turn into that. Rabba Omar Kuli Alma Lalaz Leicheshinah. The The Baal said he's bringing Edim that she was Muzana, and they put together a Bezdin of 23. And the Ibdur, they went away because the Baal did not turn up with Edim. So they scattered. Ibdur means they scattered. Vamalu, the Baal said to the three remaining Dayanim, Dainili Miha Dini Mominus. So according to Chachomim, Chayshon Chvaydim shall be Shainim. And we're not done this din bishleisha. We look at it as a pegiya in the covenant of the dayanim, and this already became a din Torah of 23, and therefore it has to have 23. Let's see Rashi. Chliyam aloichay shinam alaz. Vemtchilas tviyosu shel baal loyvol lidoin al pi edim ela aliday atzmo. He started off saying, "I have a taina for mominus." Ulafsidik subasa. Only, that's the Nekudas of Machlaikas of Rava. You don't say, you look at the potential, the possibility. Right now it's a moment of Shaila. But here it's a different case of Shtikla. They started off with 23 because the Baal said he's bringing Edom. Shomer Baal, Lahab the Edom, Shazinza Tachtav, but at the end, Veloy Matza, the Ivdur had Dayanim, the Hochulai. The Yomer Hoyo, Bein the Edom, Donald and Mias, Bishlaisha, Dini Momenus. I'll see the Ksubos, I'll give the answer. The Kaimel Chacham Tiknu Lehem with Nice Israel, the Psul of Messiah, the Almona Mona, the Heim Aminu, I'll see the Alpid, Chazok, and the Terech Masudim, I'll see the, why, I don't know why, Rashi, I mean, he didn't say it till now, right? Oh no, he did. Well, I don't know why Rashi waited till here. Rabbi Meir Sava Mishleisha, the Ein Chaysh Shem Lechavad Harishayinim, the Dun and Afilu Mishleisha, Rabbi Meir Sava Chaysh Shem Lechavad Harishayinim, Uboy Kulu, you have to bring everybody back. Can't just send them home. Mesve. So that means Rabbanan and the Mishnah, according to Rava, need 23 when they started off as 23. And that's the point of 23. Kvoidan shall reshine them to keep them together as a bezdin. And according to Ula, the first Monday Amar, you always need 23 because it could potentially turn into momentous, into nefashis. Meisvei b'chachamim oimrim tavoi momen mishloisha tavoi nefasha is be'esr mishloisha. Okay, Bishlam al-Rava, it would mean as follows. Tavoy moment Tchila, if he came l'chad Tchila for moment, only lafsida ksubasa, so everybody's moida, that's Bishlaisha. Tavoy nefasha is Tchila, the Baal said he's bringing Edim, so afilu moment be'esra Bishlaisha. And that would be the Chashitas Chachamim, Kvoidin Shal Rishayinim. Yeah, Ela Le'ula Kashya. We're talking about Chachamim, Chayshishim Olaz. So, what do you mean, Tavoy Momen Shloisha? That's Kufa Lechshitas Chachamim, Ula said, Lechayra. That even if they start off, if he starts off being Tavoy only Momen, but you need Esra Meshloisha. That's Ela Le'ula Kashya. It seems to be Saisa Lechshitas Chachamim. Omar Rava, Aniva Arisha Bachabura, the greatest of the Chabura, Targimna, we explained the Brisa according to Ula. Umana, who is that of Chia Baravin? And we said, Hachabamayaskinon, Shevi Abal Edim Shazinsa, Itaka Broad Edim, Vevi Ha'ov Edim, Vizimum Eve Habal. Now, if he brought Edim, and then you bring Edim Zaymim in, he's no longer believed to say she was Mizaneh. He lost his chazakah of Enedim Tereach Musudim Mafsida. You see, he's a liar. You see, he brought Edim Shkarim. So even though the Baal doesn't need Edim to be Masahar Ksuba, but certainly if he brought Edim and he found them to be Edim Shakarim, so he's no longer believed even to be Masahar Ksuba. Instead, he has to pay a knas. So we're talking about that tviya, what we would call Moisi Shemra, the Ov's tviya on the Baal to pay the knas of Moisi Shemra 100 seller. Bolig Vois Momin Mibal, he's coming to get the Knas Bishloisha. So that's what the Bryce is talking about, Bishloisha. Not talking about a case of the Baal. We're talking about the Torah where the father brings the Baal of Din to make him pay the 100 Selah. So that is Bishloisha. With a Mokum Nefashos, but when we're talking about Nefashos, even if we're only potentially talking about Nefashos, right now we're talking about Momin, but that could be Besser Mishleisha. So the Brisa would be talking about, right. Rashi, the Chachamim Moimim, Tovei Momin, V'chulu Brisa. Tovei Momin, Tchilad Leiboli, Demedim El Alpir, V'lasidik Subozo, Medina, De Mishleisha. Tovei Nefashos, Tchilad, Amal Aviyedim, Afilu Momin, this is Afilu Momin, so this is right, Rabbah. Again, Shema Yishmahu Eidim Yavohu, and it'll turn into Nefashos. Tavoy Mamma Mishleisha Echim Eshkachas La, Liayla Mesa Mishleisha L'Rabban and Be'inon Mishleishish in L'Laz. Teretz is here, we're talking about the Tviya Sa'av, the Hizimam, the Tulekul Amechash L'Laz. The Gloy Milso da Hani Sadi Samech, Vani Sadi Shakri Ninu. Rafil Rafsiduk Subosa Loi Mehemni, the Baal is not Nehman. The Ashtar Bosa Sadi Shakri Komahad there, the Shikuri Komishakir, we see he's a liar. And therefore we say, Uboi Le Mace of Mea Sela, La Ob Lo Sia Le Isha. The total moment to come around Bonin and the Bryce song is a Tvias Mea Sela. So of Tovea Koi. Dogi cover, Bo Oblik was Momin Mibal. Shinim Tsukvar Shakron. Bishleisha, that's one Achritihi. But if you look at the Bishanim Lekulamei Maka, because it's a different in Torah. The Ob is now. So if you look at the Bishanim Lekulamei Maka, the Dina Achritihi, the Mikar Baal Habit Tovea Bashtov Kotova. A lot of times you have the Unim and the Torah with his counterclaims. And sometimes there a major question arises, indeed, whether the counterclaims are covered by the Shtar Birurim that everyone signed. Is it a new Diyun? So like, this would be a perfect example. It's not that poshut that it's a new Diyun, but that's what Rashi said, that's the pshat. Even if normally Yechayshish V'chvodin shall be shonen, but not when the tables are now turned and the father is being Tavei of the Baal, that's considered a totally new case. So you don't even have to be Chayshish for Kvodin Shal Mishonim. It's certainly not a Hemshach. This counterclaim, why, what do you mean I owe you, the Ksuba, you owe me 100 Selah. That's called a new case, and therefore three is enough. If you welcome Dini Dini Nefashos, climb of the Chalecha Dika Lamechash Lenefashos, going to Tchilus Hadin, Afilu Ein Lo Eidim, at the beginning of the Din, Yeshlocha Shema Yishma'u, the Avo Eidim, yeah, and therefore that's the Mishloishi boy, that's the Shitas Chacham. We'll skip the other Lashon of Rashi, who goes through the whole Sugya that we're talking about, the Tzvias Momen of the 100 Selah, not the way we said till now. Abaye is going to explain the Mishnah in a third way. We had Rabba's way and we had Ula's way. Abaye Omar, we are afraid it'll turn into a Din in a Fashas case. So even if the Baal started off with Momin, but we're afraid it'll quickly turn into a 23 case. When does Rabbi Meir say three? You're going to Asru Bostam. They said you're going to get Misa for Mizanah, but they didn't say which Misa. That's the case. V'hai Tanu Hu D'Tanya Shalkol Chayvi Misa Shem Atayra Ein Me Misa Noisam Elo Be'edo Be'edo V'Hasra V'at Shiyodiyu Shul Chayvi Misa Be'bezden Rabbi Yehuda Imer At Shiyodiyu Be'esa Misa Hu Ne'erak. So according to our mayor, this is not a question of Misa anymore. And so we're not afraid it's going to turn, other Eidim are going to come. That's why we're not Chayshish. So therefore it has become only a Dini Mamon, it's a case of losing the Ksuba. Yeah. So that's your mayor. And Chachamim hold, it's a regular Din in the Fashas case. Because you can give, like the Tanakama, you just have to give Hasra for Misa Stam. You just have to give Hasra for Misa Stam. Okay, now we have a fourth teretz, a fourth shot in the Mishnah. Rav Papa Amar Hachabisha Chaveira Askin.
So Rav Meir has to hold like Rabbi Yehuda.
Rav Meir has to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, right? Right. And you have to say that Chayshin Laz is no longer. We're not Chayshish, that more Eidim will come. These are the Eidim, and they blew it. They gave the wrong type of Asra. The Papa Amar Gimel. So when does Rabbi Meir say you need three? That's what we're searching for. No, it's Chayshin and Laz, and you have to find the Shoishayin of everything. The Baal started off with Eidim. This was Rav Papa Zukimta. But they weren't Masra at all. So Hocha Bisha Chaveira Askinan. She knows Halachas. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Chaver, and Tzorech Hasra, the Mishnah didn't Hasra, and the Abba made Shagig Lamezer that he thought it was Mutter, talking about that it's either very clear, or indeed they clarified that it's being done, you know, wittingly, not unwittingly, so it's only a question of knowing the Isser and the Chaymer Isser. So Chaver and Tzorech Hasra, Chachamim argue. Rav Meir holds like the Chachamim that argue. So when the Baal brings Eidim, even though when they say they weren't Masred, it's not a Din in the Fashas case. So again, it's the same type of case that the Eidim blew it, and therefore it's only a Dini Momenus case to make her lose the Ksuba. We're not afraid other Eidim will come. You already have these Eidim and they blew it. So that's what's the Shloish according to Rav Meir. And Chachamim hold like Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, and an Isha Chaveira doesn't need Hasra, therefore it's a Din in the Fashas case. Same type of teretz as Abaye said. Rashi. Okay, now we'll go weiter. Ravashi Omar, another teretz. A fifth Ukimta in the Mishnah. Ravashi Omar. And we're on Tesamon Aleph now. If we're going to Asri Bay Bomalkus, Loyasri Bokatolim. They gave Hasra for Malkus and not for Misa. So there's no Misa. They didn't give Hasra for Misa. So now the question is, we're dealing with the Malkus of the Lav. Kamithli Bitsuk to Rabbi Shmuel Rabbanon about Malkus, the Tran Malkus Bishloisha. So Malkus is Bishloisha, that's why it's Bishloisha. You have to say that the Mishnah holds Lav Shanit and Lav Soros Mises Bez, then like him all of them. The norm is that we say Lav Shanit and Lav Soros Mises Bez, then ain't like him all of them. And even if they give you Hasra for Malkus, not for me, so you can't get Malkus. Here we're going, not like that. And the Machlekes is, how many Eidim do you need for a Malkus case? A sixth teretz. Ravina Omar, right? Shinim Sechel Min Eidim, the Baal brought Eidim of Znus, and Nim Sechel Mehem Koroiv, to the Isha, let's say, Apostle. So there were three or four Eidim. The Hamithli, the Tukhtan, the Rabbi Yeshiv, the Rabbi, Ali, the Rabbi Akiva. The Tran, it says in the Mishnah in Malkus. Why does it say Al Pishnayim Eidim or Yishloisha Eidim? Rabbi Kiva Me Eloib Lo Shlishi Al Lahachmer Olav Bazlis Dina Kayetsu Be'elu, that they all get me. So let's say if you make them all Eidim Zaymamin, even though you didn't need the third one, but he gets me so also. The Machlekes Rishayim, most hold you will bounce them all three. In Kenon Eshakozul Eshanitl Loibri Avera Kogri Avera, even though he tagged along, he was the third. Allah has come to come, she shall him scar, so mitzvah, loy, so mitzvah, koy, so mitzvah. And now we continue with the drasha. Umashnai and Nimsach Man Karba Pasal Edusum Betela, because you only have one left. Atrosh and Nimsach Man Karba Pasal Edusum Betela. Minayaka Pilomel, Tabaloyma, Aden. So, okay. Now, I'm Rabbi Yitzhak Bevent, I'm Rabbi Yitzhak Nefroshes. Hitzilu Ha'edah. You want to get him off on a technicality. Abu Bedini Mokadis, the sky made it for sure. We don't say that. Sayachal Man Karba Pasal Edusum Betela. Where do you argue? But I even reckon did it more than this. Becca did it in the Farshus. The Amos side was much a history of Bohem. So you see they want to be part of the Eidus. I will much a history of Bohem. Then, to sky of Eidus for sure. My answer is, my Eidus, Becca, Gerard, Gerard, Becca, the Son Nefesh. So, the bottom line is that the cases that the Eidus, the Baal brought, was Nimzach and Karavai Pasol, but they didn't give us wrong. So Ramey Hodak of Yasi, but they do some Betela no matter what. So there's only Dine Momenis, loss of the Tzuvah, same type of parents that we've been saying till now. And Chachamu Hodak Rebbe, that if he was quiet, then there's no Din of Nimzach and Karavai Pasol, but he does some Betela because he showed he's not part of the pack. The seventh teretz is Ibo Yisayim Ben Shisru Bo Acherim Ibo Yisru Bo Eidim. The Eidim themselves give the Hasra. If I'm this one, you can put the Rebbe the time of Bezi Eimer Leilam and Anera got you Pishnei Eidim Masrin Boi. They themselves have to give the Hasra. Shnei Ma Pishnei and Eidim. So here also they blew it. So the Baal comes with Eidim that didn't give the Hasra themselves. So Ramea Hoda Gabyasi, and it's no good. So there's no din in the fashas here. So that's why you only need three. And Chachamim hold, like the Tanakhama, that doesn't matter. And therefore, none of the other rabbi, that you don't say it, and therefore it's din in the fashas going on. The final territory is Nibo Yosema, the way you stack us, the Bedikas, the way you stack us, the Chakiris. Right in the, so to speak, inconsequential bedikas. So they contradicted themselves in the bedikas. What was the color suit was he wearing? What kind of tree were they standing by? And the Edom contradicted themselves. If they say they don't know, that's fine. But they contradicted themselves. But this is the good of the Mazaki Rabbanim. The Tzad Maisel, but it was not good for Utsay Tainan, because they were big, or thick, or thin. And they were contradicting themselves. So that's the Machlaitis. Rav Meir called, like a Rav Meir Zakai, that it's called the Hakasha. So the woman's not going to get Misa. It's only a case of Momidus, and that's why it's Mishloisha. And Chachamim hold, it's no problem. And therefore, it's back to Dini Fashos. And that's why it's Esra Mishloisha.